My name is Matt Milner. This is Locals Only. And with that, so pleased to be able to send it over to Studio 2A, where I'm joined this week by Katie Haverly. She's got a new album. The release for it's going to be on Saturday over at the Flycatcher. It's called The Aviary. But Katie has something special in store for us tonight. So with that, I'm going to send it over to Katie.
Hi, Matt. This first song was written for a very special Kickstarter donor and dear friend of mine, Nathan Finiglio, and it's called Titanic. I see now what you had in mind. You can't hide in plain sight. I know the helm must feel nice. Wheeling helm, making the man sit in the prize. Sometimes it just takes a few to tip the scales and change your view. Don't you see that person's you? The docks below are filled with ghosts coming on you. One way or another, we'll all be baptized on a water hole, yeah, and under one another to be saved. One way or another, and as we throw the tether and the brother, we can give them back tomorrow for today. No, it may seem like a dream shot our course towards something green, but the Moonraker speaks to me. Sees hope beyond the waves, beyond the dark and salty sea. But we know the band would play on. But wouldn't you rather a song? I could teach it to you if you want. To your children, to your sick and lonely heart. Cause one way or another, we'll all be baptized under water, holding on to one another to be saved. One way or another, unless you throw the children and the brother, we can't give them back tomorrow for the day. Got a weary head, you can rest it in my lap. It's heavy carrying the mast on the backs of those who made your clothes, who made you fail. I'll even look you in the eye if you will never give up this fight. There's no more time to brood your eyes. Time to weep, pick up your heels, try to us the light. Because one way or another, we'll all be baptized on a water, all day and on to one another to be saved. One way or another, we'll let you throw the chiller and the brother, we can't give them back tomorrow for today. Yeah.
So, this next song is going out to a very generous, wonderful gentleman in the other room. His name is Eugene Farah, and he wanted something a little bit bluesy, maybe a little bit sexy. So I wrote this song. It's called Off. I hope you like it, Eugene. Coming at me with those lines, that stupid grin, it's so tired. It's very clear what you are. You really think you've got a shot. Baby, don't get me, 'cause I'm the best you never had. Don't you know it takes some time to really get to know the woman inside. Just move along. You've no idea how to get this woman. Ha! You say that I'm a tease, just for a smile, a pretty please. The only place that I can see me wanting you is on your name. Move along. You've no idea how to get this woman. So, Eugene, I want you to know that song is not about you. It's for you. The same one goes with the one I wrote for Nathan. So this next song is from my dear friend, Benita McDonald, amazing artist who will be displaying this beautiful art and lighting installation at the CD release show this Saturday. This one's called Water. Dive in the water, sat on the base in your sweater. I don't like it. I don't like cheer and I liked it. Reciting the words that you borrowed from all of the eulogies I wrote. You wouldn't wait in the river. Watch me shiver, and I don't like it. I don't like it. The click of the pull of the trigger, the quilting of weeds, your dry fingers, the gardenia breeze, and the liquor. Between my legs, what was written, and I like it. I like it. Oh,
my name's Matt Milner. This is Locals Only, and I am live in Studio 2A with Katie Haverly. Katie, it's always a pleasure to have you, but thank you so much for coming down this of all weeks.
Yes, I am thrilled. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. So let's start off with introductions. Not everybody has a mic, so maybe for folks who don't have a mic, Katie, you can do introductions
of
for
course.
Them. But we'll go around, let everyone know who's here and what they are playing tonight.
The brilliant drummer you just heard was Mr. Julius Schlossberg. On bass guitar tonight, we have Mr. Derek Norman. On saxophone, we have Mr. Michael Moynihan. And the multitasker tonight, Ben Nisbet, is on violin and keyboards and guitar.
Excellent. And we have a couple guests joining us later as well.
Yes, we've got Catherine Burns and Jillian Bissett on vocals in a little bit.
Awesome. So we're going to talk about the new record later on, the Aviary. The release is going to be on Saturday over at the Flycatcher. But first, I want to take advantage of this unique opportunity to talk a bit about the songs that you're playing here for the first half of tonight's show. So you mentioned before that each of these songs was written for a Kickstarter backer. I want to hear a little bit more, though, about the process. What kind of parameters did you put on this project? Did you tell people that they could sort of define the scope, or was it a bit more open-ended than that?
Mm-hmm.
How did this work?
It was actually different for every person that, for the most part, that got this award. One of my friends sent me a very, very long, beautiful email about what he was really hoping for,
mm-hmm.
For his song, and that was a really beautiful challenge for me to honor him and honor his desire.
Yeah.
For the song. I haven't played that one yet. And like Eugene wanted a certain style and a certain feel. Benito and Kai and Nathan had no feelings. I don't think I had a little bit more full rein. So what I did with each of them is I thought about them and thought about, you know, the lyrical content of those songs is not necessarily directed at them. It's the music and the way the music makes me feel mm-hmm. rhythmically, chordally, and sort of there's reminders in each of those songs that remind me of those three men, and kind of celebrating the piece of them that I really adore.
Was the songwriting process for these songs that were, for lack of a better term, commissioned off of Kickstarter, was that any different than your typical songwriting process?
Yes. A lot more pressure.
Yeah.
I absolutely loved it. I loved having a parameter where it wasn't total free reign.
Yeah.
I loved really trying to figure out how to honor these people with music, and it's making me realize I love writing for others, and I really am interested and am starting to do more songwriting collaborations with other artists in town, and I find that thrilling. Yeah. So I love it.
It's interesting. You mentioned, you know, the idea of writing songs for others, and I suppose there's always a tension. It's true in the creation of art in general, I guess, but specifically when we're talking about pop music as a medium, you know, balancing as a songwriter, writing for yourself versus writing for your audience.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that you are more cognizant of now because of this process?
You know, the funny thing is I'm always writing for myself. It doesn't matter if I'm writing, because those songs are, you know, the content is still me,
sure.
but it's in a framework of something. You know, I didn't stretch as far as I think I could have in terms of transforming the music I was writing. It's still me through a lens of, you know, a different color or tone to honor those people.
Yeah.
But what I'm really interested in is being myself creatively. Maybe that will change over time, and I'm interested in creating things that don't necessarily feel like me, but they feel more appropriate to the project or the, you know, what I'm doing. Because I've done some writing for some movies and trying to create the right song for the right scene.
Yeah.
It's really interesting, but it still feels like me. So I don't know.
I'm curious. I mean, these certainly, for songs that were, you know, written out of a context of, a commission, a Kickstarter incentive, that kind of thing. Sometimes artists take sort of the easy way out, and they'll, you know, you get your 2.5 minute solo acoustic. Here it is. I'll slip your name in there at one point, moving right along. But these are really fully fleshed out songs, and the arrangements were really lovely as well. Tell me, when did you bring these songs to the band, and what's been the process of fleshing these songs out? Is that any different than for the rest of your material?
I don't think so. I think it's exactly the same. Mm-hmm. I started writing the pieces after the record was finished, so mm-hmm. I waited to kind of work on them, and then that's been my focus for the last few months is this series of writing. I've written a couple other songs, but this has been the bulk of what I've been doing creatively.
So how does that process work? Once you have the song, at least the skeleton of the song fleshed out, how do you then take the step of sharing it with the other players that we have in the room tonight?
I send them an email excitedly about the finished raw thing, and then they listen to it, and then we come together and we just kind of try some things and see how it goes. Sometimes I have some ideas of what I'm wanting. Sometimes I don't. And so sometimes it can be very collaborative, and sometimes I can be very specific about what I would like.
Fair enough. Ben, as the one other person with a mic right now, can you weigh in on kind of what your approach is as you help these songs to kind of find their final destiny, so to speak, and finding your role in the final arrangement?
I think it really depends on the song. You know, there are things where, like Katie said, she had a really specific idea of what she wanted, but there's been a lot of times, I think, for everybody in the band where it was really important for us to bring something to the song to help find that next step in what it was going to be.
Yeah.
And I don't think that there's been any song in this process that didn't go through a pretty considerable evolution. Even just the three that we've already played went through a lot of different changes, not just texturally or in terms of the instrumentation, but even formally too. So
sure.
When a song changes forms, you know that it's changing a lot. So
that's true.
Like I said, it's been different for every tune, but it's been a lot of fun to do that for us.
Yeah. So we've got a couple more of these Kickstarter songs.
Yes.
And then we're going to have the pleasure of hearing some of these songs off of the brand new album. And during our next break, we'll talk more about that project in the release show on Saturday night at the Flycatcher. But first, we'd love to hear these two remaining songs in inspired by Katie's Kickstarter backers. This is Locals Only.
So this next song is going to be a solo piece. And I wrote this for my dear friend Kai Lindstedt, who used to be the first drummer in Copper and Congress, which you probably remember, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, maybe this is a slight cheat. He said he didn't want the incentive, but he donated the amount. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to have a song for him anyway. Maybe I wrote this song a little, you know, maybe it wasn't totally with Kai in mind, but this song reminds me of him. It's called Cowboy, and it reminds me of when we started together as Copper and Congress, because mm-hmm. there was a song that he really liked that I wrote called Marooned, and this song reminds me of it. And also because this song is kind of about cowboy, and our sound during that time was a little bit more kind of dusty mm-hmm. Americana, which makes me think of him. My cowboy can't find his robe, but he ties me up in knots with the flowers he grows. And I don't know where this will go. My cowboy can't find his head. The sun gets in his eyes and he forgets where he's at. Sometimes we're just soft bodies breaking a fall. Sometimes what we've earned's not what we want. But my cowboy can't find his cigarettes. Sometimes he rolls one for me. Sometimes he forgets. But my cowboy always has shiny shoes, 'cause he waxes the leather of his caramel boots. Sometimes we're just soft bodies breaking a fall. Sometimes what we've earned's not what we want. His horse, lest it was seen underneath the woman he divorced. But my cowboy isn't mine at all. His home's on the range and his heart is in the fog. Sometimes we're just soft bodies breaking a fall. Sometimes what we've earned's not what we want. Oh. We're going to do a quick change for this one. So this next song is going out to the one friend that doesn't live in Tucson anymore. My friend, Paul Correa. He was one of the first people I met when I moved to Tucson at an open mic night, and he was so supportive and lovely, and he's the one who sent me the long email. So this is the one I'm most nervous about. Paul, I hope you like this. This is called Tattoo.
Nothing's permanent.
name's Matt Milner. This is Locals Only, and I'm joined in Studio 2A Live by Katie Haverly and her wonderful band. Katie, thanks again for coming down tonight.
Thank you for having me.
So we're going to invite a couple people in, right?
Yes.
While we're bringing in our new players, I figured we'd take the chance to talk about this new record.
Wonderful.
So the release show is going to be on Saturday over at the Flycatcher. And tell us, when did you start working on this album?
I started recording the first week in July. Okay. So it's been about 6 months. The Kickstarter was in June.
Okay.
So, about 6 months ago.
And what was the recording process? Where did you lay down the tracks?
At the beautiful and amazing St. Cecilia Studios right here in downtown Tucson with Stephen Lee Tracy co-producing the record.
And was that the first time that you had worked with Stephen?
Yes. And I heard marvelous things about him from lots of dear musician friends of mine. And so I couldn't wait to meet him and kind of see if we were a good fit.
Yeah. So did you have a sense of what shape and sound you wanted for the album before you went in with Stephen, or was that something that was shaped while you were in the studio?
I think because I had a clear picture of the collection of songs and sort of the moodscape I wanted to create and sort of the storyline and the through line I wanted to tell, there was sort of the emotional context and somewhat of a sonic context of what I wanted to create. But what Stephen really helped me to do with particularly a couple of songs on the record, just with some really interesting instrumentation, some arrangement ideas. He really produced an amazing song that I love on the record called Wood. I still need to do a radio edit for so we can play it on the radio. But he was very understanding, and he could really see conceptually, visually, as well as like sonically what I wanted to make. And I think he really understood me, and the artists that I love and adore, he also tended to love and adore. So we had sort of a common language, which was very helpful.
Yeah. Now, we've had you on before as part of Copper and Congress.
Yes.
But this is, you know, a little bit of a different animal when you're undertaking a solo release. And obviously, it's not an undertaking that you went through alone, both, you know, because of the assistance of the great players that we have tonight and Stephen. But nonetheless, when you're putting out an album under your own name, you know, does it change your relationship with that album and with the music that you're producing for it?
I think because this is my fourth solo record, it's kind of like coming home for me. And that's been really nice because the last solo record was in 2008. So it's been a good 7 years.
Wow.
And it's really fascinating and beautiful for me to kind of collect myself and think, where am I at right now?
Right.
And where have I come from and where am I going? And, you know, it's the Copper and Congress. You know, Copper and Congress is still alive and well, and I love writing and working with that band. And that band is evolving to a much more collaborative space, whereas, you know, when we started, it was more kind of like, here's my songs and let's play these songs. It's, it's very different now, which is wonderful. But I needed a space where I could, because I just write a lot, and I need a space to kind of flesh out and be able to perform these songs. So I think it felt like coming home.
Did you write these songs over a fairly compressed period of time, or are these songs that have been percolating and collecting in your mind for a long time now?
I would say 75% of the record I wrote in about 4 months. And I just developed a really diligent writing practice, and it was great because I had the time frame. I knew when I was going in the studio. I didn't know yet if I was going to be able to raise the money, but I felt like the more momentum I moved forward, maybe it would ensure that the universe would manifest the opportunity and the way to do this.
Yeah.
And so I felt like if I became very committed and disciplined to what I really wanted to make, it was more likely that it would happen. And this year has been so beautiful, Matt, in just the way that everyone was so extremely supportive to help me do this. So I just want to thank everyone right now, because there's so many people listening right now that donated to this campaign. I could not have done this without you. It was really, I'm very grateful.
Now, there's also some really lovely visual art that has kind of accompanied the album as well. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the story behind that art?
Yes. Carolyn Robles is the amazing painter who did a series of paintings for this record. Carrie and I met I'm a creative life coach, and so I work mm-hmm. with artists in town, and she's an artist that I actually worked with, mm-hmm. and we just developed a great relationship, and she had just recently moved back to Tucson, and I was interested in collaborating with her, and she's someone who really gets what I'm doing.
Yeah.
When she talks to me about how my songs make her feel, the language she uses and her understanding of it is so deep and profound, and the way that she translated that into visual art, like, really moved me. So I really feel like if you look at those images, you really are feeling what this record is about. And it was an incredible experience for me. And she was also an amazing donor to the campaign too. Just insane.
So the release show is going to be on Saturday over at the Flycatcher. You'll have copies of the album available then. If people want to try to purchase the album online or keep track of upcoming shows, what's the best way to do that?
KatieHaverly.com is a great place to go. I also have a Facebook page. Feel free to like it. The website is good, and, you know, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've got time for one more set, and you're going to bring in some special guests as we hear some tracks from the album.
I want to welcome in my dear friends, Jillian Bissett from Jillian and the Giants. Mm-hmm. And this next song, Jillian actually sang on the record.
Awesome.
And Catherine Burns from Sweet Ghosts, two of some of my favorite singers in town and good friends of mine.
Perfect.
This song's called 100 Streams.
I'm gonna stay low, let the river flow down to me. Gonna open my chest up as wide as the sea. Giving in isn't giving up, just gives me a full cup. Gonna be the king of 100 streams. I'm gonna stay low, let the guys know I've clipped my streams. I flow freely now, unhindered on the fringe. Giving in isn't giving up, just a fuller cup. Gonna be the king of 100 streams. Shrapnel pass by. I'm gonna stay low, let the river flow down to me. Gonna open my chest up as wide as the sea. Giving in isn't giving up, just gives me a fuller cup. Gonna be the king of 100 streams. The shrapnel pass by. I'm gonna stay low, let the river flow down to me. Gonna open my chest up as wide as the sea. Giving in isn't giving up, just gives me a fuller cup. gonna be the king of a 100 streams. Gonna be the king of a 100 streams. Gonna be the king. Gonna be.
This next song is a title track off the record. This is called Aviary. That was Ben Nisbet on guitar, everyone.
Bring it down, LA. There's nothing left for us.
This one's called A Ghost Like Me. It would have been nice, would have been nice to talk until our lips were numb, sing songs, get really drunk, just simple really, two bruised souls getting back to feeling. Sorry, I didn't realize she was the distance in your eyes. But it would have been nice, would have been nice to walk through our sleeping town, hatching plans, trying to figure out how to make everybody feel something that lasts and something real. Sorry, I didn't realize that these thoughts just never crossed your mind. A ghost like me recognizes one of her own, even if you don't. I know you can see through me, but still I put on a show. Buy a ticket though, but I've just gotta let go. Watching her touching you as I sing, trying not to choke. Above the ground, with our voices finding new sounds, tattered specters in the night, building churches in the moonlight. Sorry, I didn't realize I live in dreams to avoid. Don't. I know you can see through me, but still I put on a show. I know you buy a ticket though, but I've just gotta let this go. Watching her touching you as I sing, trying not to choke. Ooh. Ooh. Ah. just simple, really. Two bruised souls getting back to feeling sorry. I didn't realize she was the distance in your eyes.
You've been listening to Katie Haverly live in Studio 2A here on Locals Only for the last hour. The CD release show for the Aviary is going to be on Saturday, December 12th, over at the Flycatcher. I want to thank all of you for coming down tonight. Katie, it is always a pleasure to have you here, and really appreciate you being willing to share these songs with us tonight.
Thank you so much. May had a wonderful time.
Yeah, so... once again, Saturday night, December 12th is going to be the release. Thanks for listening, everybody.